This show has been brought to you by patrons such as Green Beast, Distilled Bovine Mammary Juices served in a chilled cardboard container cube, Phone Losers of America, Gobi, Fancy Pants, MST3Clay, Gordo, Crispy808, and Mr. Turbois. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. You can find out more about the show at immoralwhole.com. You can donate to us on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/travelswithmiriam.
Ew.
Hi there, you got the Ford bottom?
What's that?
You got the stuff for sale, the dolly?
Yeah.
Hello? Well, you still got it?
Yeah.
All right then, well, can we make a deal maybe?
On what?
On the dolly.
Well, I guess that depends.
Well, how much you touch the dolly?
Excuse me?
You like to touch the dolly? Is it clean? My brother's over here beating on some plates. You want him to beat on the dolly?
I got some plates. Can I put them on the dolly?
We ride around on the dolly. Please.
See, what I got is a bunch of cases of pickles. And I got a cat, too. Can I put the cat on with the pickles? Hey, what's the weight limit on that?
I don't know, maybe 1.2 pounds?
2 pounds?
Whatever.
Can't even carry my lunch. Can't even carry my lunch on that.
I guess you better go get you a stainless lunch box.
I tell you, you sell me a dolly like that, you better pack your lunch.
I eat at McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Plus these sandwiches are too much.
What number?
Why don't you meet me behind the Walmart?
Which one? There's one on every corner. How about a dollar store? That's closer.
Everything's expired at the dollar store. You got milk ready to go bad tomorrow. You got crackers that been bad a week. You got cereal that's been off since 2012. That's the dollar store.
It's still edible.
You saying that expiration dates are just a suggestion?
That's right.
You like the cans when they bulge? That makes it extra tasty. So what are you going to do with that dolly then? You going to sell it? You going to eat it? What you gonna do?
I'm thinking about getting a bunch of jar pickles and hauling it around. Selling pickles, 50 cents a piece.
50 cents a pickle? That's inflation. That's Putin price on the pickles. It's Putin's pickle price hike is what that is. Did I? I don't know, I voted so many times, I don't know who I voted for, to be honest. See,
well,
these people come to my door. I was talking to a friend the other day, I said, if dead people can vote, why can't I vote for dead people? Well, anyways, this man, he came to my house and he said, well, you want to vote for Biden, I'll get you some new tires on your truck. And I said, ooh, okay, I get some new tires. And then this other fella came by and he said, I'll get you a new car.
Hi.
Hello.
The house generator. My brother and I are on the phone. We're sharing the phone. One end of my head and one
other.
End of his.
Hi.
Other.
What's that now? You have to.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like us, brother. Are you staying close to the generator? Sounds
you
like
got
you're,
that
atom,
disturbance.
You're atomizing.
What?
Sounds like you're next to that generator.
No,
does it work?
Yeah, it works real good. Nothing wrong with it.
How many watts is it?
It's 4,500.
Oh, we could run a refrigerator on that.
You could run the whole house on it.
Not my house.
No, why?
I grow the marijuana.
We might could do a trade then. I'll trade it for marijuana.
Oh. That could work.
But you
I got that good
Rhode
kush.
Island, aren't you? What kush?
You what
kind?
Good kush.
Yeah. Well, how come you're calling me from Rhode Island?
I got a problem here. My cat is eating my tostada. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Okay. Well, you know, when my cat eats my tostada, I eat my cat.
Oh.
That is really
so
the problem.
Problem so
you make
a problem
out of the kitty cat. Yes, yeah, see, yeah. If
you ever connect that generator? You ever connect that generator to your nipples?
No, I did cut it to my penis though. Yeah, but it didn't feel too good.
Oh, it didn't work?
Yeah. So where are we going with all this,
well,
fellas? What's happened to your sidekick there? He's not really pitching in nothing on this.
I'm vomiting. I'm currently vomiting. I have stomach acid in my throat. Thank you.
He's providing the capital for this year's transaction.
I see. I got a feeling there's probably not going to be no transaction. I don't know where we're going with all this, but I'm willing to pay
along. You said he was up for a transaction of a unusual nature.
Absolutely. If you're in Rhode Island, it's going to make it a little difficult with the fuel costs and all, you know.
Now, I can't buy this thing if it's going to cause climate change.
It's better than Honda generators are typically more efficient than, say, your Predator generator from Harbor Freight, which I have one of those as well. But, that the thing right there, it's a little bit more of a polluter than this Honda is. But it's not an O-N-A-N. It's not, you know, it's got a little noise to it, but it starts on the first pull and it's fairly quiet and in respect to other generators.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the decibels number is on it. I can't be that specific with you, but a quick Google search would tell you.
Now, can it be converted to run off of Prius owner farts? Because I heard those don't cause climate change.
I don't know anything about that, to be honest with you. I spoke too much of that good OG Kush in my life to be holding that kind of information in my brain.
I love
you, sir.
Oh, I
prefer lilac diesel.
I want to buy you and your generator.
Well, you know what? We're both for sale, actually. But I just would love to find me good sources of good OG. That'd be awesome because I don't know what you guys pay for it where you're at, but I mean, I get it as cheap as $100 a zipper here, that's some stuff that's been probably run through a trimming machine and taken most of its crystals off and shipped from Colorado to Indiana.
I like them fake cigarettes. You ever eat them fake cigarettes when you was a kid?
The fake cigarettes, I bought a pack of them here today. I thought they quit selling them. I thought they took them off the market. And I see the pack of them.
The chewing gum and the little powder inside?
Well, no, these were the candy cigarettes, the hard candy ones.
Oh. See, they was teaching us how to smoke.
Teaching you what? I remember the gobble gobble gum cigars, but...
I was walking around with a fake cigarette in my mouth in the first grade. Isn't that messed up?
Well, I was going to school in the ninth grade, in the eighth grade, with a shirt that said Lemon 714 on it. It was a baseball jersey. My parents loved Quaaludes, and they made us, me and my cousin's jerseys that had the numbers of Quaaludes on it.
Well, because we can't actually meet in public without parental supervision, I'll call you back at another time, and we set up a play date, and we can have this transaction.
Okay, that sounds good to me. I'm putting in a swimming pool right now, yeah, so I got to get off this line, but yeah, you call me any time, and like I say,
can
I'm
I come swim with you?
Can you come swing with me? Well, sir,
I mean,
I think we
yeah, that and swim.
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 Swim
and swing and swim.
Well, I don't really go that way, but the swimming part, this is a customer pool, and that's not mine, so I don't really own a swimming pool. I'm just installing one for somebody, and I'm putting water in it now, so.
You ever leave a Snickers in the pool when you're done with it?
Leave a Snickers in the pool?
Like a log. Yeah, leave a Snickers in the pool so the customer thinks you...
No, I left a real Snickers in the Patoka Lake the other day. I just wasn't going to make it in time, so I just let it fly.
Oh, my goodness. You think the fish going to eat that?
Well, if I see them do it, I'm going to start using it for bait because I love the fish.
Hmm?
If I ever see that happen, like, I'll bite above it. I mean, I'll chum the water with it. I love the fish, and if that's what they're going to eat, then that's what we'll give them. But, matter of fact, I went to this park for liberals.
Yeah, it was a park for liberals that says you can only cast, you can't have a lure or a hook. What kind of nonsense is that?
That's kind of pointless, ain't it? That's what they do at Bass Pro Shop when they're fishing in that big tank they got, so they don't hurt the fish.
I love that big tank at Bass Pro Shop.
I do too. I saw one time I was there at a grand opening, and the man was doing what he was doing, catching that lure in there, showing us how it works, and a big old 40-pound flathead catfish put a 7-pound bass in its mouth. You couldn't see nothing but its tail just swinging out of its mouth. And swam around with it for about, I don't know, about 2 minutes maybe, and then it spit it out. But that just goes to show you
Bass
never
Pro
use
Shop.
Too big of a bait in Clarksville.
That's why I use. Oh yeah, that's why I use my limbs.
Yeah,
I sever my own limbs and I throw them in there for bait.
Well, that sounds kind of.
But see, like the Bass Pro Shop. That's like
shots.
The hobo sea. That's a hobo sea world. That back of the Bass Pro Shop.
That's
you
the
see
holy
some
grail
fish in there.
Fishermen. Yep.
Don't even
all
need
right,
to take the kids
it.
To SeaWorld to be like, all right, yeah, finish that pool.
I'd love to do some business on that OG, but we'll have to figure that out.
OG push?
Yes, sir. That's a mighty
all right, you finish.
Train.
Yeah, you finish burying them bodies under that pool and we'll talk.
Well, okay, sounds good. All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.
It looks like from here on out.
IRS, Fraud Division.
Huh? You're in the what? Don't be fucking dumb. That's a crime. You can't do that. You can't impersonate the IRS. That's a federal offense.
Who gives a fuck? Who are
now
you? What do you want?
Sit down and answer my questions, motherfucker. All right? Go have a seat over there. I got to ask you some questions about these guns.
Oh. What's up?
Nothing. Like, which ones do you still have for sale, or are they all still for sale?
I get so many goddamn spam calls, dude. Fucking Indians always calling.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah. I understand. They call me all the time. They're like, hey, you want to extend your car's warranty? I was like, I have a bike.
Exactly. No shit.
Yeah,
like.
And my
truck's 22 years old.
So weird.
You better get you better get an extended warranty on that. I'm pretty sure that one's gonna be up about any day.
No shit. No. No, I still got the Remington R15. I still got it, and I still got that Savage 20 gauge bolt action slug gun.
Oh, bolt action! I'm kind of interested in that one. But these are all legit ones, right? Because I called a guy and I went out to his house to check it out, And all what he like printed it with his 3D printer, like it was all plastic and shit. It was like it felt like I went to Toys R Us. Yeah, yeah. He had printed out a whole thing except for the barrel and stuff. You know, the barrel couldn't be plastic. Yeah.
No shit. No, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, no, yeah. And I was like, well, where's? I was asking. I was like, you know, where's the serial number? I got to register this and all this shit. And the guy's like, he just winked at me and he just like put his hand up to his mouth. He was like, shh. He was telling me to be quiet. You know.
No, no, they're all legit guns. Is this your cell phone?
Yeah, yeah.
I can send you pictures of it.
Yeah, yeah. You can send me pictures. Yeah.
All right, give me one. Yes, sir.
I was gonna say that's a weird ass cell phone.
Yeah.
Do you take your old lady out shooting too? Does she do the shooting guns?
Shit, she got more guns than I got.
Oh shit. You better not piss her off.
Right?
Better treat her right. You're going to wake up like in that one movie. What was that? Goodfellas. Yeah, his wife was over him with the revolver because she found out he was cheating.
Yeah, yeah, she's... I hope she ain't that crazy. Let me see.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do text. Yeah, these fucking scammers just piss me off sometimes. So every time it's the IRS, they don't really call you back after that.
Yeah, yeah. I've a couple times. I shot my phone one time because they were on there all the time. They were. Oh shit! What is that?
Who's calling me?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, you're calling her.
Why well, I gotta get your wife in here. She's gotta be a part of the conversation. We'll all be on the same page so that all of our stories line up.
Ron?
All of our stories are gonna have to line up if we get in trouble, okay? So that's why I called. She's on the parking lot now.
Yeah, I
just said. Okay, so we're all in agreement.
So like I'm literally sitting here
deciding. Right.
Okay. Good. I just wanted to get that out there.
Right.
I'm having my coworker call.
So, like, I'm literally sitting here deciding.
I sell magazine subscriptions.
Hey, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. I was bring your son to work day. What's up, son?
Halloween's not too far away. Can you get me a ghost gun for Halloween?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm working on. I'm gonna get the ghost gun from this. I mean, I'm gonna get a legit gun from this guy. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
That's my 6-year-old. I'm getting him a gun.
Yeah, I sent you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pictures of a Remington.
Okay.
I gotta
then send me one of your old lady.
I'm a old lady.
Tell your kid to stop fucking touching my leg, man.
Hey, you go back to your fucking cubicle and you worry about your own shit, okay? Let's do that. I asked you to dial one fucking phone number and then this bullshit happens. Why does your wife keep hanging up?
I don't know.
Because I'm
sitting here. I'm a
car back. She's right next to me.
Okay, I'm a car back. I'm a car back.
Oh, shit.
We're at the call center. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, I saw on here that you're open to a barter for the gun.
So for which one?
For the bolt action, a barter.
Well, what do you got?
I'm very handy with my hands. Would you like me to do some things around your house?
I'll ask her, or if you want something from somewhere,
I know a guy that steals. Like if you need something from a store or something, I have a guy that steals.
What? He was asking about barter.
I don't do that because they do background checks here at work, so I can't get into it. But I know a guy and he steals.
Oh shit! Let me see. I'll get a picture of that 20 gauge for you right quick.
Okay.
Find the keys.
All Can you go outside and shoot it in the air so I know it works?
The 20 gauge? Well, yeah. This ain't got ammo. It ain't got ammo for it. I'm over 12 gauge. I'm a 20 gauge guy.
Oh.
But
or just one of them. I mean, just in the air so I can know it works.
So what?
If you want to just take one of them outside and just shoot it in the air so I know it works.
Oh, I can take that R15 outside and pop around. I have no problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do that.
All right.
Let's do that. Because, like I said, that last guy really fucked me up in the head. And so, like, I'm trying to make... Like, I don't even think the thing worked. I was ready to fall apart.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you, man. Look, I don't mind proof my shit shoots, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know, I would greatly appreciate it. Put my mind at ease, you know? I'm sitting here, I'm checking out these pictures you just sent of the one there.
Right. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, that's Hornady's. Coyote round. Oh, shit. Which one? Okay, these work.
Yep.
Yeah, he went. He was telling me he went to look at another gun. Another guy had. He 3D printed a gun out.
Yeah, I 3D printed it. It looked like a super soaker.
Daddy.
What's the matter, huh? What's the matter, honey?
There's a man at the front door. He says he's your PO.
Is my parole officers here? Okay, yeah. Tell him I'll be with him in a moment.
Now, he wants to hear it shoot because he went and looked at another gun. Some guy said
tomorrow?
Huh?
If you wait, these kids are here.
I'll deal with the kids if they wake up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing
that. That's it. Ready?
You are welcome.
It's ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Got him, fucking ears. Oh. Is that good enough?
Hello?
Hello? You got the air conditioner?
Yeah.
Oh. It's still available?
Yeah, it's still available.
All right. Let me put my brother on. He's looking for an air con. And he's been looking for a while now, and they're all sold out, and they don't push the good old dirty refrigerants.
Yeah, I've been looking for a Conair. And, is that what you got?
No, it's a Kenmore.
You what now? You said you was selling Conair.
No, it's a Kenmore air conditioner.
Oh, that's trash. I had one of those. Hellfire, it started to spit fire. I hear a farting noise on your end. You got some rumble in your tumble?
Oh, maybe.
What you getting rid of your air conditioner for?
Because I got a new one.
Oh, you trying to pass off your old crusty one on me?
I don't even know. I know it's working. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you have the machines with the fire?
What?
The machine that fires lead at things, you know? You know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, I thought you were selling objects that produce a flame.
I got like what you're
projectile.
Saying.
Oh, excellent. Let me put my brother on. He knows more about the projectiles.
I don't know about projectiles. I just got a slingshot. I got a slingshot that has a... Yeah. What are you selling?
What can I help you with, sir?
Well, I need something for self-defense.
Hello?
Hi, you have the tools? Tools!
No.
Tools!
No.
Tools!
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
People are
is
so
not available.
Quick to press
at the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Tools!
What do you do to get a torque wrench out your ass? Call me and let's talk about it.
Call us back about the tools.
You got the lube, we got the time. Call us back there, boy.
I'm just going to grunt.
No one is available to take your call. Please leave
wake
a
up,
message.
Wake up, wake up, wake
up.
It's time to wake up. Answer the phone. Answer the phone. Answer the phone. Answer the phone. We need air conditioners. We're very hot. Please help.
Huh?
Hello?
Hello?
The monkeys are loose. Ma'am, the monkeys are loose.
What
yes,
monkeys?
The monkeys are loose.
What
are loose.
Monkeys?
The monkeys got loose. They got out of the room. Oh, no. This is a catastrophe. Mom?
Who is this?
Scott. It's Scott.
Scott?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I bought orangutans on Amazon. And now they're out of the room. They're throwing feces. They're throwing feces. What should I do?
What the hell are you talking about?
I ordered some orangutans on Amazon on Prime Day, and I didn't realize how out of control. I thought they were domesticated, but they're not, and they're throwing feces.
Who is this anyway?
It's Scott. It's Scott.
Scott?
Yeah, it's Scott.
Ah!
Oh, no. Is the machine still going, Mom? It's Scott. The machine isn't disconnected. God damn you, Amazon Prime Day.
I thought they were sea monkeys.
Hello?
Who is this?
My name is Dwight, and I'm a criminal.
Your name is Dwight, and you're a criminal?
I'm here to engage in civil disobedience and discussion.
It sounds like you're a freaking idiot, is what it sounds like.
Why are you calling here?
Because this is the last phone number that called my mom, and she's been getting harassing phone calls.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
You're being really aggressive. You're being really aggressive. You need to just bring it back down just a little bit. You're being a little aggressive.
You're being really stupid.
I gotta go rip ass in the bathroom right now. I gotta get some mustard, though.
He says you gotta go rip ass in the bathroom. He ate some mustard or something.
Hello?
That just said it does suck.
Is that all you can do is laugh?
Do you have any type of mustard? Dijon? Yellow mustard? Hot mustard?
Yeah, I got mustard. Do you got mustard? Do you?
Drinking in moderation blows.
It doesn't sound like you're drinking in moderation.
Are you joshing me?
Oh, no, I would never.
Are you joshing me over there?
No, but, straight up, on a for real note,
are
this
you
is like a 74-year-old woman.
Yeah, Scott, turn
Oh, yeah.
So please don't call her anymore because she's 74. That's old. Like, you need to respect.
Forgot what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Hi there. You got the 5x8 utility trailer for sale?
Yeah, I do.
All right, then. What kind of condition is it in?
It's in good condition.
All right. What exactly is good? Because that could be, it could be horrible for me. I mean, if it's got parts hanging off of it, I mean, that might still be good in your view, but in my view, that's something that's half a part.
No, it ain't half a part. It's a good trailer. I mean, you're welcome to come look at it if you want to. I can send you a picture.
All right. Can you send me a picture of it?
Yeah, what? To this number here?
Oh, yeah. Just give this number a call, too. You can get it on my man's room machine, and I'll give you a call back. I'm sorry. I gotta make a bowel movement out my bowels.
You got a problem, ain't you?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Do what?
I think my brother just pooped out of his mouth.
He did?
Yeah, he passed out.
Well, you got a problem, man. He's got a problem,
man.
So he
made these, like, retard taco pies. So what
mm-hmm.
he did is he took tortillas and he got them all wet and then he dredged them in cinnamon sugar and then took cream cheese and pie filling and whipped cream
mm-hmm.
and he ate like two of those.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why he threw up.
Probably is, yeah.
What is he trying to buy?
A utility trailer.
I could help. A utility trailer.
He asked me, did I have a utility trailer, 5x8 trailer, and I said yes. Does he need a trailer?
Well, he's got a lot of trash in the yard I told him to get rid of. Maybe that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
How big is the trailer?
5x8.
Okay, he's got a sofa out here. He's got a car on blocks. He's got a tore up trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
Got a dining set. Some old dressers. He's
mm-hmm.
got an old TV set. He's got some washer and dryer out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was on that Hoarders. You know that show, Hoarders?
I've seen it, yeah, but I ain't watched it for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, the house is a disgusting, filthy, smelly mess, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he needs that trailer because they're going to come and take the house if he can't get all this stuff out of here.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about you all located at?
My brother, I think I need to take care of my brother. He hasn't woke up yet.
Hello.
Oh, here he is.
Hey, I'm back.
You're back?
Good thing you're back.
I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who you are?
I remember who I is. I'm Downey the Clown.
No, that's not what you is.
Hello? Are you calling about the children's parties?
Homer, what?
Are you calling about
Uh-oh.
My children's parties? I'm a clown. I do parties.
I think it's finally happened.
Well, what's happened?
You done lost your shit.
I'm Downey the Clown.
Is he interested in the trailer or not?
I think he's about interested in involuntary committed to a mental institution right now.
I like to touch the things.
What about you all located at?
He's licking
trailer.
He's licking the blueberries on the wallpaper. On the wallpaper, he's licking it.
What about you all located at?
We're on
Route 23, right out of South Bend.
Out of where?
Louisiana.
Louisiana? Mm-hmm. That's a long way. I'm in Somerset.
See, as you can tell, my brother, I think he lost his damn mind calling people so far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry he wasted your time. I mean, I'm going to have to take care of him now.
What's going on? What's down here to the yard? What's going on?
Yeah. Well,
those people in the white coats, they're here to clean up the front yard.
Oh, goodness.
They're going to take you away for a while, and then it's going to be like a reveal, like a surprise. When they bring you back, everything will be clean.
What's going on out here, dear? What is this? What happened to the clean? They're taking down the way. No, you can't take our son. You can't take him.
Well, we get everything straight now, you can holler back at me.
Okay, we'll holler back at you, please.
Okay.
I'm going on a nice trip with these funny people.
You just called me. Who is this?
Yeah, I think I've got you talking to you. I just calling you back to tell you about the trailer.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, man. It must be a wrong number because I just got a scam likely guy.
The scam?
What this number?
This number here, I just dialed it. I was talking to someone about a trailer. I was going to call back and make sure it's official number.
What number?
The number is on my phone. I just put free dial.
What number just called you prior to me that you think is a scam?
I don't know. I can't see it on my phone without hanging up. I just hang up and push my phone, and it'll tell me.
Hold on a second, ma'am. I can't hear you very well. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
I do like storage units, you know, like people don't pay them and I like pay for them and stuff. And I think I came across it was like a safe. And I think it had your address on it, your phone number and address on it. And so I like jimmied it open and there's like all this money in it. And,
Do you think it belongs to
you?
How do you even know what my name is?
Well, I don't. It's just, it's like a safe I found in the storage unit, and it had this phone number on it.
Yeah.
How long have you had this phone
number? So.
There's like paper stocks of like Campbell's soup and GM from like the 1920s. And I think there's like a handwritten letter from Henry Rockefeller in here.
I think you're full of shit. Don't ever call me again.
Weird, man.
Hello? You have the large white insulated panel still?
Yep.
Oh, and what are they? What's the material? Is it? Is it a material that you can put like on the wall, or you can put on the ceiling?
Yep.
You can put it on your car and drive around with it on your car, replacing the ceiling of your car, or no?
Yep.
Okay. What eludes me is what the price was. I'm sorry. What were you selling them for?
$6.
Okay. And how many? How many you have?
Well, I have a bunch.
Is it like 2, 3, 50, a million?
Several hundred.
Several hundred. Okay. Are these the sort of thing like in a drop ceiling, or is it just like things you found off a space station and you
and they're radioactive, and you're trying to sell them to unsuspecting idiots?
I kind of knew it was. That's who was calling, an unsuspecting idiot. Man, this shit gets old. You've been doing this for a long time. You need to just quit playing with your dick and quit calling me. Don't
I'm
call
not
back.
Shut the fuck
that.
Up.
That's disgusting.
Hello?
Hello, does this sound any better?
Is it any better, is it?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I'm calling about that cord of wood you got.
About the wood?
Yeah, the wood. Yes.
Yeah, well, I've got
all right, how much are you asking for it?
Wood and kindling.
It's for kindling, and so, like, if I want to put it in my wood-burning stove and everything to heat it up, it'd be good then.
Yeah. I've got kindling.
All right.
Which you'd have to cut that stove with, but I already got some sassafras, maple, and oak just cut in blocks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, what I want to do is I want to get some of it, and I'm gonna drive down the road and just kind of sporadically just toss some of it into the road. Then I'm going to go hide in the woods and just watch and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'd cause something to go wrong more than likely.
Well, you know, I don't have TV, so I'm very, I guess I'm really easy to please and to entertain. So I figured, you know, a couple good-sized pieces of wood and strategically placed out in the middle of the road. We're going to make some things happen.
I'd say it would. I've seen a block of wood in the road today somewhere. Come think about it.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, that was me.
Well.
I'm going to videotape it. I'm going to put it on the internet, and I'm going to try to get some clicks and likes and see if I can get into a new career.
Yeah, it might make a career for somebody.
Oh, hell yeah. You want to come down? You want to come down and watch with me?
Not really. I don't think I want to get involved.
Well, I mean, I want to get the wood. And if they ask me where I got the wood from, I'll give them your phone number, and then you can talk to them. And they'll ask you why you gave me an assault log, knowing what I was going to do with this, an assault log.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
I'd be good for firewood. I wouldn't have intentions of doing anybody.
All right, cool.
Like
that. So you're up right now. I'm going to come on over and get some of this wood.
Suit yourself on that.
Do what now?
Suit yourself.
Get it myself.
I said suit yourself. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from my house, my trailer.
Where's that at?
It's over here. I actually don't have a physical address. I found this little dead-end dirt road, and I just kind of parked it there for the last 6 months.
Okay.
It's over here in Cumberland. Cumberland over here on Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Is that in Wayne County?
Yo, hell yeah.
I don't think I've heard of it before.
Yeah, it's a little dead-end road down here. God damn it.
Well,
Well, I'm going to come get it right now. I'm coming to get it. Hello? God damn it. Hello?
Is that wood cut like you is cut? Let us.
Thank you for calling Hydman House. How may I help you?
Hydman House?
Hi.
Is this the right place, honey?
No, sir. You got the wrong number.
No. I think I had the right number.
All right.
What would you like to know? You have rooms? And
yes, we do.
Do you have vacancies?
For when, sir? For tonight? For tonight, yes, I do, but I won't be able to look it up because our computer is being used right now. We are checking somebody.
You have only one computer?
Yes, sir. We only have one computer.
Oh, my God.
So if you want, you can call us back.
Oh, did I call 1984? Is it 1984 there?
What is 1984, sir?
Oh, it's when, you know, businesses only have one computer instead of, like, you know, the computer in your hand that you take with you everywhere.
No, I do understand what you're trying to say. So
yeah.
So if you want,
you
can call us back in
maybe,
10 minutes.
Oh, is that when you get a new computer? 10 minutes?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll
we're
going to
get
back.
The computer in 10 minutes, okay? The other computer.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Oh, wow.
All
it's like
right.
A 85
so,
and we're getting a 3.
Did you want us to
wow.
call you back, or
yes,
did you
please,
want to call
yes.
back?
Yes, all
right,
please
can I have your phone
back.
Number
Thank
then?
You. Oh, it's right there, right there, right.
Max Casino, this is Heather speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I was there last night and it was really bad, but I forgot my bag of chips and I was wondering if anybody found them.
Like potato chips?
Yes, God damn it.
Just a sec. I'll check.
Wow. Somebody hit the big money.
Sound like they're in ecstasy.
Sorry, nobody turned any potato chips in.
I also lost, I was speaking with a woman who was amenable to, you know, maybe meeting me again in person. Did anybody turn one of those in?
I don't believe so, no.
Oh, that's horrible. I only ever found one of those.
Oh, shoot.
Might be some time before I find another one.
Sometimes that takes a while.
I heard somebody screaming. Did somebody win? Did somebody win big money?
That I don't know about.
Do you guys do like a supermarket sweep or Wheel of Fortune there?
Yes, on Mondays and Tuesdays you can spin the wheel.
Excellent, because I'm a wheel watcher from way back.
All right. Yeah, just
Monday. And I know that
Matt...
Yeah.
On Monday and Tuesday, if you earn 300 points in that day, you can come spin the wheel for a chance at free play.
All right. All right. You take care of yourself there.
You too. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Second, I put down a clean blanket. Felix is on it, putting hair all over it.
Hello, Mellomouth from Hostel.
Oh, Hostel.
Are you Hostel?
Hostel.
What are you Hostel about?
Yeah, we're looking for a place that's copacetic and mellow.
Nice.
We don't want anybody who's going to be Hostel towards us.
I see what you've done there. You looking for a place tonight, or?
You must be a smarty. Do you have a college education?
Well, barely.
Well, whatever, whoever taught you, they taught you well, young Padawan.
Thank you.
So what about the guests? Are they amenable, or are they argumentative?
Generally, they're pretty great.
Now, if I wanted to have an argument, do they charge for those?
Oh, you probably could find that service.
Like if I won,
you know, if you're willing to ask around.
Like if you and I wanted to have an argument, what would you charge me per hour?
Oh, I'm pretty bad at them, so I couldn't offer that.
What did you do? You just ruined something.
I did, yeah, I just dropped the book.
You dropped what?
A fork into the sink.
Oh, I thought you were clanging your bong around in the sink.
Oh, no. I wouldn't do that.
So what kind of people stay there?
all sorts. Holiday goers, hikers, people coming for the mountain, people coming for mountain biking, skiing, snowboarding during the winter, of course.
Yeah, I'm not very athletic. Do you guys have, like, eating there? Do you have a buffet?
No, we don't have food here. But there is plenty around the area.
Do you think you could feed me if I came there?
Ha, no.
I'd pay you extra. No?
How much?
$100 a day.
Oh, wow, that's a great deal.
But you got to make me retarded pie tacos. It's a very special recipe.
That is. You'll have to send that to me first in advance.
This call may be recorded for quality as.
Yeah, what? Speaking of quality, thank you. What is the quality of your place there? What would you say are some of its best qualities?
The location. The rooms, the facilities, and the weather and tunnel.
Do the bathrooms smell like a porta potty at the county fair in the summer?
Oh, definitely not.
Oh.
Anyway,
why is it so cheap?
I've got to get back to work. Were you looking to make a reservation?
Yeah.
Or really?
No, I was looking for a date with a sexy man with an accent.
That's amazing. Anyway, I'll go get back to work. Thank you for the call. Feel free to make a booking.
Yeah, you do that thing called work. Yeah.
Yeah, I will. Cheers. Yeah.
Bye, Sizzle Chest.
Thank you for calling Heavenly Antiquities. How can I help you?
Hi. Oh yeah.
Hi.
We're keeping so many secrets in this heavenly room.
Secrets is for only couples, and heavenly is for family friendly.
Yeah, we're a couple, and we're smoking marijuana in the room. He's high.
Yeah.
He's really high right now.
Yes, we are smoking the ganja with your sister, Chutia. Would you want to come?
Oh, I thought he was really. I thought.
Hello.
Hi, we're calling. I'm over here working at the Heavenly Inn. We're across the street.
Okay.
And we had a couple unruly customers here. Like they were cussing and fighting. We're sending them over to you. They want to come stay at your place.
For when?
They're on their way. They broke a lot of stuff in one of the rooms that they were in. So we're going to send them over to you. They're going to stay with you now.
Today? No, we sold out. Sorry.
I already booked the room. I booked the room for them. They're going to come over now, and they're going to break a whole lot of your stuff.
You book room?
Yeah, I already booked it.
No, we don't have a room.
I booked it for them because I wanted them out. No, I already booked it.
What name?
But they can't stay here anymore because they're criminals. So I sent them over.
Oh, you don't want it. Then you send them to me, a criminal. You're not nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I sent
you
some criminals.
Thank you for calling the Blackjack Inn. How may I help you?
Hi. I work over here at the Heavenly, the Heavenly Secrets Hotel.
Okay.
We're like right next to it. Yeah. We just had a couple of people we found making drugs in their room. We've kicked them out for the night, but we're sending them over to you.
Okay, why are you sending them to us?
Well, because they were doing drugs in our room, and we don't allow that. So I told them they can come over to your hotel and do drugs in your room.
No, they don't allow that either.
I've already sent
that.
Them, so I mean you're gonna have to let them because I already promised that they could.
No way.
But they're already on their way. I helped them pack, and I put
them
in a car.
What is your name?
My name is Dwight, and I'm the night audit man. I'm the auditor.
Okay. Okay.
So they're coming, they're heading your way. They should be there in like 5 minutes. It wasn't hard drugs. Okay. It was only marijuana and ecstasy. And they broke the TV.
Thank you for letting us know. Okay.
Okay. They're on their way. Enjoy the present I sent to you.
Bean, can I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
This is a people. How are you?
Good.
I have a problem, you know. What? I had a problem with the car.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
It's just the problem with the car, and I can't go, you know. It's just open the door and get in, and the drive is no work.
What?
Hello?
Which room number? 6? Hello?
I used to make a reservation, and I tried to get to the car, and then I tried to drive it to the hotel, and I... Hello?
I not understand what you say. Which room number you calling me?
Okay, you might just because it's 215.
That's the wrong number. We don't have the 215. Okay?
No, I drive it. No. Oh, no. Oh, ah. Oh no, I drive the car. No, it's okay. Let's make it. Hello. Oh.
Hearthstone Lodge. Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hello. Hello. We've been answering. Yes.
Oh, I parked my car in one of the rooms and I can't get it out.
You parked your car in front of one of the rooms?
No, inside one of the rooms.
What?
Yeah.
How? That's not possible.
No, it is. I've got one. It's a new Tesla. I folded it up and I brought it in with me.
Oh, he parked his car inside one of the rooms. How is that possible? We have a 3-0 door. Where are you?
I ran to the store real quick, but I wanted to. I thought I left it running. Could you go check?
I don't know where he is. He says he has a Tesla. And you can fold it up. Honey, turn on the deck light, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in the chateau? Are you the person that was going to arrive at 2:00 in the morning?
Yeah, I got. Yeah. That's me.
Okay. He's the person.
I folded up the car and I took it in the room, but I think I left it running.
He said he folded up his car and took it in the room.
What motel
are you in?
I'm in the chateau.
He's in the chateau. Which room?
I don't remember. I just folded up the car and put it in there, and then I had to go get some snacks. I'm diabetic.
Well, my husband's diabetic too. You can. I don't think that's going to work very well to have something that has oil and mechanical stuff on it.
Oh, no, this runs on batteries. There's no oil.
What is your name, honey?
My name is Dwight.
Hold on just a second. You know where he was supposed to go. So you left your key on the door. He's here now. He says he has his car in the room. I think we have to go look because this is, we have to see... It's very difficult to make such beautiful rooms, and so we just have to make sure that it's safe for you, but it's safe for us, too.
Yeah, I folded it up nice and neat. It's over by my suitcase.
How in the world can you fold a car up, even if it's... Okay, we'll be up there in a second. Now, you said you wanted us to see if... Are you talking about...
Yeah, I wanted to make sure... I plugged it in to charge it, but I want to make sure that I didn't leave it running.
I don't know how we would know. You said it's in your room.
Yeah, can you just unplug it from the wall?
Okay. My husband's coming up to kind of see what the circumstance is.
Okay.
But can you open?
I'll be back. Well, I'll be back. I'm not there right now.
Oh, Huck. So you can't open. Was it the first door, the second door? I think you had the third door down. It's called
third door. Yeah.
Royal Chateau.
Yep.
Was that
yep.
what was written on the door?
Yes. Yes.
Is there any grease or anything of that sort?
No, because there's no engine. It runs on battery.
How in the world can you be driving something safe that can be folded up like that? Wow, that's a new one.
It's Japanese technology. It's like an origami but car.
Well, where are you now? Are you at dinner?
Yeah, I'm going to the store to get snacks.
Okay. What I'd appreciate is when you come back and you're going to eat, go ahead and go in the library. That's the first door downstairs. And there's a kitchen there, and it won't ruin the linens or anything like that to be eating in the dining room. And then go up after you're finished and just help yourself to the plates and silverware that you need, you know, down there. There's even a kitchen down there. So, are you at the grocery store or at a restaurant or?
Yeah, I'm at the grocery store. I got to get some glucose tablets and some chips and some licorice.
Okay, you sound like you're from New York. Are you from New York or New Jersey?
New Jersey, yeah. Yep, Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah, I went to college with some kids from New Jersey, but yeah. Anyway, we all have our accent. I can go into a southern accent right now because I went to college in the south and my aunt relatives were down there. You know, so
yeah.
Okay, it's been nice to actually meet you when you get back. So what?
I'll come to the library area when I get back. But yeah, just unplug my car, please.
Unplug your car. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the room.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Oh, good. More echo.
Front desk, this is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. What can I do for you?
I got a problem. I'm trying to find your place there.
We are right downtown Orofino. Big brick building at the only stop sign.
On the stop sign? I don't see a stop sign.
Did you come in Orofino? Across the bridge?
I'm kind of over by the silk mill. Know where that is?
No clue.
It's a hotel kind of thing.
Nope, we only have 3 hotels here in town.
It's over by the 17.
A what?
The 17, Route 17.
No clue.
Oh my, I think my GPS done led me astray.
It might have. Or
oh my goodness. Where am I? Let me zoom out from my GPS here.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Bridge to come to Orofino.
Dad, did you tell her that the white pines threw you out?
It says I'm near Washington. How the hell? Did we just drive 3,000 miles in the wrong direction?
And what was your name?
My name is Billy.
And did you have a reservation with us?
Hell no, because I'm not even supposed to be here.
Oh, okay.
I don't got enough gas money to get back to Oregon.
That's about 3,000 miles away. Do you know someone to be willing to take a trade on the truck for maybe like a moped or an e-bike?
Not that I know of.
I guess I'm going to have to hobo it.
I'm sorry.
Has any trains come through?
Not in Orvino. We don't have any trains anywhere here.
You said use Orofino.
Yep.
That means fine gold, you know, like...
Oh,
like,
my phone
like,
is going to hang up on you here any minute. My headset is battery low. I'm going to have to get off the phone.
That's
here.
Your headset?
Battery yep.
Low. Oh, my goodness.
Battery low.
You just got... Oh, I hear it.
Battery low.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get off here.
Battery low.
I'm going to try to get off somewhere.
Office. Battery low.
What
time? This is Tracy. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. Where are you at?
White Pine in Orofino, Idaho.
God damn it, it's that Orofino again.
It is.
Look, I drove 3,000 miles in the wrong goddamn direction. Okay, so I put Orofino in the GPS. There's an Orofino on the left coast and on the right coast.
Gotcha.
I'm on the one on the right coast. Where are you at?
It depends on, so you talking north or east or west? I'm the west.
Oh, no.
But not on the coast.
I'm by the wrong Washington.
Well, no, if you're in Washington, then you're close to Idaho.
No, I'm in Washington, D.C.
Oh, that is the wrong Washington, then.
See, this goddamn GPS done led me astray. I drove halfway, no, not halfway, all the way across the country.
Just to find Orofino, Idaho?
I just put Orofino in the goddamn thing, and now I'm in Washington, D.C.
Gotcha.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I ain't got enough gas money to get back home.
Huh.
I'm going to have to jump. I'm going to have to ride some trains. I'm going to have to jump on. I'm going to have to get a hobo stick.
Walking in.
Put my underwears and my... I could sell my car and get an e-bike.
There
I could just pedal for days and days.
Yep.
Like Forrest. Didn't Forrest run for a long time?
Yep. A different version of Forrest Gump. Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah, I could be like the e-bike and hippie Forrest Gump.
Yeah. And you could make your living...
You don't sound too sure about that. I'm going to have to get on the TikTok and the Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
You think it'd be wire me some money?
You know, I'll jump right on that.
Yeah, I need about $3,000 is what United Airlines website's saying for a flight back to the right Washington.
Mm.
I'm sorry, the west Washington.
Yes.
Are you wearing a headset?
No, sir, I'm not.
I just heard something. Oh. I heard something say battery low. There it goes again.
Must have been yours.
I'm not wearing a headset.
Well, is your phone battery dying?
Oh, shit.
Battery low.
Yeah.
Now, oh, no.
Now you really
How am I
going to
charge a phone now?
I have no idea.
All right, can I give you my bank account number? Can I give you my account number so you can wire me some money?
Yeah, please give me your bank account number and your social and date of birth.
Battery
I'm going to need to know your mom's maiden name too.
Okay, let me start. Let me start with my checking account.
Sir, you have a great evening. And good luck getting back to Washington.
I love you.
I'm long from home. I'm long way from home. Oh, I think there's some gentleman over here might help me. Hello, sir?
You have my mother?
Your mother?
Yeah, you have my mother in the trunk of your car.
No, I ain't got nobody in the trunk of my car. You crazy?
I was paying you for that.
No, you think it's some crazy things now.
Give me my mother. Mom?
Can I start by giving you my account number? Sir? Sir, can I give you my account number?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll pay a ransom to you to get his mom back out of the trunk of his car. There's an idea.
This ain't no true crime, cheesy shit.
I'm not the person in the back seat.
Who are you?
Okay. Sir,
I'm
you
his
have
mom.
A great evening, okay?
I have
all
right,
I got to figure all this out. I got like three people who weren't part of the conversation before.
Mama.
Okay.
Let me
so
go get this all squared away.
I'm going to make it easy for you. Good night.
Hang up the phone.
I just showed who's
boss. Good evening, Motel 6, Clarkson, Washington. This is Tina. How can I best serve you?
Hi, ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am? Oh,
yes.
Okay, good.
Can I help you?
We have a problem. Yeah. Well, I'm hoping. My friend, I just came over. He just called me. He's in town visiting me. He's staying in your hotel. And he took some drug. Well, I don't know if they're a drug. But do you know what poppers are?
Not really, but doesn't sound good.
It helps. Yeah, it helps a man. Basically, it loosens his rectal area. It's usually used for like if you're constipated and whatnot. He took them and then went and sat on a toilet, and the toilet's inside of him now.
Battery low.
Okay, what room is he in?
He says he's on the second floor. I believe he's in 215.
Okay, we'll call the police.
Well, I don't know what the police are going to do. Like, he just slid. Like, he sat down on the seat, and then inside it went.
Battery low.
Is that your phone or my phone? No, I'm charged all the way.
What's his name?
Battery low.
His name is Charles.
And last name?
And the last name is Doberman, Doberman.
Battery low.
I don't have anybody in the with that name.
Well, he's definitely here because I'm in the room with him.
Okay, then call the paramedics. Can you tell me what room number?
It's going to be, it's 215, but he's going to be incredible. He's a high public official, and this is going to smear his name and embarrass him very publicly.
You
and
know,
we'll try to like, not. We would like to avoid that.
I don't find this very funny at all, because we don't have anybody listed in that room.
Ma'am, I've physically been there. I could understand, like, if I was calling you from outside of the hotel and I hadn't been there yet and I was making a mistake. Physically, I'm in the room.
215. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'm going to go up to that room, and if there's not there, I'm calling the police.
Okay, that's fine.
Hello?
Thanks for calling River Tree in the Tweets. This is Nate. How may I help you?
Hey, Nate. How you doing there, big bud? Do you got condoms there at the front desk?
No.
Not even to purchase or nothing like that?
No, we don't.
Okay. God damn it. Do you know a nearby place, maybe a gas station or something that might still be open that sells contraceptive paraphernalia?
Probably a Nom Nom about a block and a half from us, yeah.
Yeah, I already went there, and I tried to purchase condoms, and they turned me away. He said, due to my faith, I can't sell these to you. So, like, he's not allowing me to have contraception.
Yeah, we're not associated with them, so I have no idea on that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. But I've got this chicken up here, and I'm trying to be safe.
I got you. I definitely understand. We all got to be safe when we're doing our chicken raping.
Yeah, but I don't want to get no bird flu.
I definitely understand. You have a good night.
All right.
Thanks for calling Best Western Plus and Health Canyon. My name is Sam. How may I help you?
Hey, Sam? Hello?
Hello?
You said your name was Sam?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Oh, okay, good. I've just left my room. I'm going to be returning tomorrow. Can you make sure, like, is there anyone that could go up there and make sure that people aren't using the gym in my room without the memberships?
The gym in your room?
Yeah, I brought some gym equipment with me. I've got a treadmill, an elliptical, a bench weight set up. I just want to make sure people that aren't paying the membership aren't up there in my room using it.
Okay, I apologize, sir. I'm confused. You're calling the hotel, correct? And you
have
that set up in your room?
Yeah, I brought all of that with me. It's in my room currently.
Oh, it's in the weight room. It's in the
room. It's in my hotel room.
And you want me to make sure nobody's up there using it unless they have
just like maybe every couple of hours if somebody can go up to the room and check the membership cards. Make sure they've got that it's valid, first of all, and make sure that they're using it safely.
Okay, one moment.
Okay.
Okay, hello?
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
Oh, is this a totally different person now?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I was explaining to her that I left on business. I have a room there currently. I'm going to be returning tomorrow. But when I came with me, because I have a little bit of a thing against germs and using other people's gym equipment, I brought my own and it's in my room. I told her I have an elliptical up there, I have a treadmill, I've got a bench weight set, a few of the kettlebell. I wanted to see if you guys can go up maybe every couple of hours and make sure that people that are not a part of they don't have a membership they pay to me, make sure they're not up there using it.
So we actually don't have any other rooms that have weight rooms except for the one that's down here by my pool. Are you sure you have the correct hotel?
No. I'm saying I brought this is my personal equipment. I brought it with me. This isn't your guys' stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's in my room. And I sell memberships online, and so people are actually, they're going up there to use it while I'm gone, my gym equipment. But I just want to know if you guys can go up and check membership cards to make sure that they're not in there using my equipment free.
I actually can't do that. We don't have the personnel to do that.
Okay, because I run an Airbnb gym.
Out of my hotel?
Right. I rent hotel space, like hotel rooms. I put the gym equipment in there. I'll rent it for like a week, and then we move to a different hotel. But yeah, we're listed on Airbnb.
What is your last name?
Last name's Johnson.
Johnson. Okay.
You would probably remember me. I'm about 6'3", brown hair. I'm always in a suit. I never get to dress down until I actually get to my room. But yeah, I just want to make sure because I did have a couple of bookings on there for while I was gone. And if you could also make sure they're wiping down the equipment. There are a couple of people, though, that won't be using the equipment that might be up there. Where I also have that listed as a Pokemon Go gym on the app.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I'm just trying to get some cooperation. And since there's only two of you, I mean, there's two of you there, I feel that you might have the adequate manpower to do this for me. I mean, I would do it myself, except for the fact that I'm currently, I'm actually right now in South Carolina. Hello?
Every single bone in my body is screaming that this is a prank call.
No, I thought my phone cut out there for a second. I was sitting there. I was like, man, because I don't get very good coverage out here. I had to actually go outside of the house to make the phone call, and I was like, oh man, I thought it cut out again.
No.
So, Excuse me. I'm sorry?
Phone number?
My phone number. All right. Do you want the one that I have on file there that I gave you guys?
If you are the exact Johnson I'm staring at.
It's 585 648-1705.
That's not what I have on file.
Okay. Yeah, that's the number I definitely checked in with. And that's the number that you could contact me back at. I don't know what other number. I don't think I would have put the corporate number up.
And what room number is it in?
I believe I was on the second floor in 215.
I don't even have that room sold today or at all. So
it was definitely on the second floor. But 215 sticks in my mind though. And that's where I've been telling everybody to go.
Okay, I'm going to say that I'm pretty sure this is a prank call, and I'm going to go ahead and hang up now.
But I'm a customer here. I'm trying to just get some accommodations.
You're
you know.
Not though. I've asked you multiple times, like asked where the room was. The only person with the last name
is
John.
And I gave you a very specific answer.
And I already know what
I gave you a phone number.
Sir, you can't
you know what
list
company
the hotel
I work
room.
For. I'm my own boss. I didn't list
okay,
the hotel room as an Airbnb.
Johnson
I list the gym as an Airbnb.
You can't list the gym and a hotel as an Airbnb. That doesn't work.
It's Airbnb. Yes, it is. Do you go to the Airbnb site and then you right there they have you can stay at hotels, you can stay in apartments, you can stay in timeshares. I have mine listed for the gym.
Okay. Not at this hotel you didn't.
Yeah. I mean, you're acting like I don't know where I spend my money. I mean, if I want to go pull up my credit card statement right now, I could show you exactly, but we're on a telephone and we're not in person. That's the whole problem here is I'm not
sir,
there to
sir,
do it, so
sir.
I have to talk to someone with a small woman brain to try to figure it out.
Okay, first of all, there's no need to be rude. But second of all, I've been here long enough that I know that if we had ellipticals and stuff on the second floor, definitely would have been told about it. So again, I'm pretty sure you're either at the wrong hotel or this is a crank call.
No, because I put down the thick rubber mats that absorb all the shock and sound of somebody that would be stomping around on a treadmill and elliptical. I'm very safe. I try not to damage any property.
We just cleaned that room, and it's weird because I didn't see any of that equipment in there.
Okay. Either you're oblivious and you didn't see it, because it's rather big. It's really hard to miss.
Okay,
I mean,
so at this
there,
time, I'm going to go ahead and hang up
maybe there's
the
a,
phone.
Maybe there's a man I can speak to, like a manager.
Oh, okay.
A manager.
We're in like a...
Walla Garden Motel, how may I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Walla Garden Motel.
Whoa. What's your name? Ma'am?
Yes? Are you a
What's
guest?
What's the name? Well, I want to check in there.
Oh,
the
we're
name?
Booked. We're booked tonight and tomorrow night. We have no rooms available.
Oh, yeah, I already reserved a room, sorry.
For what night?
Tonight.
What's your name?
Steve, Dave.
Oh, no, I don't think this is the right motel then.
See, you're really upsetting my partner. He's sighing in the back. Are you sure you don't have our reservation?
Under what name?
I said Steve, Dave. Maybe it's my partner's name. First name Vince, last name McMahon. It's all right, honey. We're going to figure this out.
I'm
either of those names.
You're not competent at your job.
Excuse me? We're booked tonight.
Oh, no, I didn't see.
And I've checked everybody in that's been booked.
Oh.
So it must be a different motel.
What if I had privileges, like, you know, like the... I'm a Premier Rewards member?
No, the rooms are all booked, so...
How the hell can they all be booked? It doesn't make any sense.
There's only 17 of the rooms. We're booked on weekends months out in advance.
No.
Good luck with your search.
Could I sleep in, like, the front lobby? Oh, no, I guess not.
Hello, Asabri. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. Hi, I need to know about your property.
Sir, I need to ask you about the quality. The quality is there.
Can I put you on a quick hold?
Yeah, hurry back.
Thank you. Alright, 208-216.
There are so many positive qualities that you could have. For example, you could be warm, friendly, clean, honest, loyal, trustworthy, dependable, open-minded, thoughtful. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
You said you wanted to know about our qualities?
Yeah, I wanted to know if you guys have the following qualities.
Okay.
Are you warm and friendly?
Yeah.
Are you clean and honest?
Yep.
Are you polite and patient?
Yes, we are.
Are you easygoing and punctual?
Of course.
Are you suave and wholesome?
You could say that.
Are you frank but attentive?
Of course.
Are you likable but reasonable?
That's for you to tell me, actually.
Are you romantic and adventurous?
My girl might
say so. Why is that one so hard for you?
My girl might say so.
A girl. Okay, do you have good customer service?
Of course.
Do you engage in critical thinking?
In critical thinking? Sometimes, most of the time, yes.
How are your conflict resolution skills?
Pretty good, actually. You asked me.
Oh, okay. Are you logical and humble?
Humble, yes. Logical, a little.
Hmm? Oh, so you're more of an emotional guy, going back to that romantic thing. Are you argumentative? And dishonest?
Not at all.
Are you sarcastic and jealous?
Sarcastic? Yeah. Everybody's jealous, of course.
Oh. Are you lazy and forgetful?
No, sir.
Are you unfit or out of shape?
I'm more like average.
Okay, do you have bad teeth and bad posture?
No.
Do you spend a lot of time answering dumb questions?
Like right now, yeah. No, I'm just joking.
Excellent. Well, you have a good night, sir. Thanks
you
for playing.
Of course.
Good night.
Love you. Good night.
This will be the last call.
Thank you for calling the Comfort Inn and Suites in Walla Walla. My name is Stephanie. How may I assist you?
Stephanie, I need help. I came in and I sat down and the paper, you know, to do the, you know, the wiping of the posterior, it's not here at all.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Where are you located?
I'm currently standing here with my posterior off of the throne. I'm holding things, you know, so it doesn't make a mess.
What room number?
I don't recall, and I don't have my glasses on, so I could not tell you what the number is on. Yeah. I don't.
Okay. What is your last name?
It was, that's the other funny thing. I'm on a trip with a whole bunch of people, and they booked the room, so I don't know who it's under. They just handed me the key.
Hello.
There's many of us here.
What's the number to the room?
We don't
to the
know.
Other people.
What is your phone
do you know
number?
What it is? Do you know what the number is?
I know the number.
The number to the...
No, it's not two. It's definitely not two. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. It's wrong.
You want my credit card number? Is that what you're saying?
I think she asked for a
I need
number.
The room number.
My social security.
Oh, my social
number.
Security? Or my social, his social security
no,
number?
No, room. What room are you gentlemen in?
Well, I don't know that. Okay. I can't see. But this man here, I don't know who he is. He walked into the bathroom while I'm holding my posterior side.
Yeah,
to side, so
my social security number
is sit down later,
is,
my pants and my trousers, you know, because there's no paper.
Oh. Yeah, that's a whole other thing we got to unpack. Okay, so you want the social security number or the credit card number?
I'm looking for your room number. What room are you in?
Oh, I just should have said that to begin with. 215.
Okay, I will be up there with the toilet paper in just a few moments.
Toilet paper? No.
Could I ask a question about that?
No.
Wait.
Not toilet paper. No,
okay.
No, no. I think
I'm confused
you've got it
here.
Wrong. Yeah, no, that's... No, you've got it wrong. You got it wrong. It's got... You got
okay.
It wrong.
Well, if we're not going to use toilet paper, what are we going to use?
I thought we were going to use our tongues.
I thought... I already used your shirt, so I better to switch to toilet paper.
Well...
Is the toilet paper soft? Or is it that, like, scratchy kind? Because I have issues.
I would definitely say it is soft, sir.
Oh, excellent.
I can't use that
400 grit.
Yeah.
I tried using... We need the brush. We have to clean.
Oh, you used the toilet brush on your tuchus?
Yeah. Doesn't
it's
everybody?
Gross. No, yeah, that's for cleaning the toilet, not yourself.
I will be up soon, sirs, with the solution to your problem.
Have you ever tried it, ma'am? Have you ever used a toilet brush on your posterior to clean up?
No, I have not, and I would imagine it's not
it's
very
amazing.
Pleasant.
It's amazing. You would be surprised.
We have a friend, Lulu, who said that one hotel her friend worked at, they used those to dust the vents in the bathroom. That's horrible. You don't
yes,
do that, do you?
That is most certainly horrible.
Because there need to be poop everywhere.
Yes.
That's what I do.
Okay, so that we can both get what we want. I need toilet paper and he needs a fresh brush.
For my posterior.
Okay.
fresh.
One brush for my posterior. Thank you. Please and thank you.
Yep.
Please and thank you.
Not a problem.
I love you, Mom.
I will be up soon.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
Okay. Bye.
Safe back or it's weird.